This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Richard Branson is no stranger to the spotlight. He has made a career of and built an enormous conglomerate from keeping himself and his brand front and center. Virgin is, of course, the brand. Airlines, music, space travel, and 300 or more other companies as well. He has put down his thoughts on how to run such an enterprise in a new book. It's called, not surprisingly, The Virgin Way. Mr. Branson, good to have you with us.
It's always good to be with you. Thank you.
I confess I was surprised, as I was reading up for this interview, to find out that you don't actually sit on the boards of directors of any of the companies inside the Virgin Group, which makes me ask this question. Number one, why? And number two, are you a businessman or are you just a straight-up entrepreneur?
I've never thought of myself as a businessman. I've always thought of myself as somebody that loves to create things and hopefully make a positive difference to people's lives, and hopefully the bills will there'll be more money coming in than going out at the end of the year. And so from a very young age, I decided I did not want to be a director of any of the Virgin companies. I wanted other people to do the business aspect so that I could be freed up to be a bit more of a creator.
As you think about the Virgin Group and all that you've done since that first magazine, I guess you published when you were, 18-something years old, you are now in music and healthcare and airlines and banking. I mean, lifestyle, you name it, you're in it. What has been the toughest nut to crack? What's the toughest business decision that you had to get into?
Well, building a rocket to take us into space, realizing that it is rocket science, despite having a couple of hundred of the best engineers in the world working on it, it's been incredibly tough. And it's only about 2 months ago, we were actually building simultaneously two separate rockets that both came good at the same time. But it's taken us some years longer than we'd expected. And all I can say is that when we go into the space in the next few months, it'll be something which we'll definitely be celebrating. And it was tougher than we'd expected.
Do you ever chit-chat with Elon Musk? I mean, you guys are in different parts of space, right? He's in the payload delivery and getting people up to orbit. You're in more the tourism space. But do you guys ever chit-chat about how tough this is? And, man, if you had it to do over again, maybe you wouldn't?
We're both friends. In fact, we're about to share a home next to each other on an island in the Virgin Islands. So we're close friends. And we're going to be, putting people into space. He's put payloads into space. So we're in a slightly different area. But it's been tough for both of us. If it was easy, there would be lots of private spaceship companies. We really are the only two out there. I think we're both going to pull it off. Virgin Galactic have built our spaceships in the shape of an airplane so that one day we can start transporting people at great speeds around the Earth, point to point. So a lot of exciting things in the future.
You are, 63 years old, right?
64, I think.
64.
No, maybe, right. Hopefully 63. Hopefully you're right.
Question, though, is you are not going to be around forever. You may at some point decide to stop doing this before you're not around forever anymore. What happens to this company without you?
I've spent a lifetime sort of building the Virgin brand, and I think the brand is now, one of the better known brands in the world, and it's well respected, and therefore I think can live on after me. I mean, I'm fortunate; I have two great kids, Holly and Sam, so there is a sort of a family succession plan in place. They're both very creative themselves; they're both adventurous, and I think they can continue to be the face of Virgin once I've stepped down. But we also just have a fantastic team of people who run Virgin. One of the advantages of learning the art of delegation early on is Virgin runs really well.
Richard Branson of the Virgin Group. Mr. Branson, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Pleasure. Thank you. Cheers.